So I waited till tonight to record anything. I kind of thought about doing an instant reaction after the game, and then for some reason I just wanted to see where my thoughts settled. So I am now sitting at my house in the office, with the lights off, sitting in the corner in the dark, still kind of. I don't know. I guess I'm reeling from the I don't even know how to say it. I'm reeling from the fact that as soon as it was cut to seven, from a 12-point lead to a 7-point lead, you and me and every other Illini fan knew exactly what was coming. You know, a lot of fans. You know, a lot of fans will say, "Oh my gosh, my team's gonna." You know, there's a lot of fatalistic college basketball fans, you know, that feel that their team always blows leads and that feels it. But we can really say that at the end of games, it just happens so often. This, you know, we get flashbacks, and it's not just these players. It's, you know, the Washington game in 06, the Virginia Tech game in 07, all of these games where we flatlined at the end. I always, for some reason, I always have to go to the box score on ESPN.com and go to the little chart where they graph the scores just to like see where our flatline was. And there it is, 8 minutes to go, 12-point lead, flatline. And it's just hard to take. The hardest thing to take from today, the thing I cannot get out of my brain, is where these two teams, the two teams on the court today, where they were 6 months ago. Michigan lost their best two players in Sims and Harris. We're rebuilding. They lost a few other players. I think maybe a transfer or somebody flunked out. I don't remember what it was. I believe they only had six scholarship players returning plus their freshmen. I think that was the number. They had some pieces that have played, Morris, Novak, but basically we're a completely green team. I believe the stats, courtesy Big Ten Geeks. I believe the stats were they returned 49% of their minutes from last year, and we returned 89%. And recruit wise, we've got, let's see, McKamey, Richardson, Paul, Richmond, Leonard, Head. So we have six consensus top 100 players. They have. I don't think Morris was an RSCI kid. I know Hardaway wasn't. I think Smotrus, I don't even want to say his name. I think Smotrus, I don't even know how to say that. I think he was a top 100 kid. They may only have one RSCI. So we have much more talent. We have much more talent returning. We have a preseason player who is on the fringe of Big Ten Player of the Year. And we're not as good as them. We're not as good as Michigan, who was picked, what, 10th, 9th in the Big Ten? We're not as good as Michigan. That's unbelievable to have that many players returning. Both teams went 9-9 in the Big Ten. They beat us on a neutral court, and on our court in our only other meeting, they missed a three at the buzzer to win. They're better than us. Michigan is better than us with what they came into this season. That's unbelievable. You know what? I don't have to say anything else. That's it. I really don't know what to think toward the tournament. 10 seed, 11, I don't even know what to say.